Today, we're going to be talking about President Trump's town hall meeting. My name is Hakeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture.
Welcome to the show.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to the most listened to international podcast around the world. Hakeem and Reggie Brown are two young African-American boys speaking the truth. This is
Pop City Culture.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Boom, shaka, laka, 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 laka. My name is Reggie Brown, the podcast. Welcome to Pop City Culture, the most listened to international podcast around the world. That's right. Listen, y'all, today we're going to be talking about President Trump, how he had a town hall meeting. I'm going to put that here. Town hall meeting. And oh my God, it was off the hook. You know, you got some pros and cons. My brother's got his views, I got my views. But we got a great show for you today. But before we talk about all that, let me introduce you to my older brother from the same mother. Hakeem Brown.
Hey family, what's up? Welcome to Pop City Culture. Thank
yep.
you there.
What? What? Are you putting
Thank
my name?
You.
What's wrong with
you? I'm actually thinking about something. I'm going through the paperwork here. So thank you for that intro.
You're welcome, man. What is it?
See,
what?
You got me confused because I'm looking over here at my shirt.
And
I noticed.
What do you notice?
That the buttons are missing on the bottom. And I'm wondering whether or not you, my brother, cut the buttons off the bottom of my shirt.
Why would I do something stupid like that? Huh?
I'll be honest with you. It looks like somebody took some scissors to it. And these buttons were sewn on good. I look at this shirt all the time.
And what's that got to do with me?
I'm just saying, it looks like somebody cut them off.
You're stupid,
and I'm sure they didn't come off in the wash. I'll look in the washer, see if they disintegrated. You know, the little stitches disintegrated.
Probably a body
in the wash.
Yep.
But I highly doubt that.
Well, you don't know. You don't know for sure.
Well,
so
I guess we'll see.
I guess we will see.
I wouldn't put it past you because you do stupid stuff.
Oh
like
my
that.
God! Yeah, you're stupid too, man. Just call me stupid.
I'm just saying. You ain't just, calm down.
No, you calm down.
I didn't say anything like that.
Yes, you did. You called me stupid, man. Ridiculous, man.
Anyways,
move on.
Anyways, we got a great show for you today.
Yeah.
Before we get to it, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to everybody.
Everybody.
Right, schools, colleges are closing up now. But this is for the high school. You know, we know Naylan Ray.
Naylan!
And he goes to Chicopee High.
My man, Naylan.
Massachusetts. And he's graduating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, graduating. So, we want to give him and his whole class a shout out.
Shout out, everybody.
Yeah, they're having their prom this weekend, I guess, from what I heard. So
should be good.
Should be pretty good. Interesting.
We weren't invited.
Yeah, well, we ain't going to the prom or anything like that.
Well, why not?
But you know, I'm just saying.
I'd like to go.
I'm just saying how, should be pretty cool.
Should be.
So, giving y'all a big shout out.
Shout out, everybody.
The class of 2023.
Yeah, man.
Chicopee High.
Congrats.
And our man, Naylan Ray.
Nay.
Yep. So,
my man. Go on.
You know, all that being done, we're going to get on to the news.
Oh, good. Get that news. Here we go.
Yeah,
we
so, go. You know, we got some news here. And, I actually had it all lined up here, but my brother looks like he was over here touching my stuff.
Oh, man, I wasn't touching your stuff, man. Always blaming me.
Man.
It's a cat.
Come on,
man. It's probably the cat.
I know you were, because I saw you on your computer. You, mirrored it. Yeah, you're mirroring the computer.
Man, shut up. I wasn't mirroring nothing. I don't even know what that means,
so,
man.
So, hey, I'm just saying, don't be a hater now. I'm just calling it like I see it.
You ain't calling it right then, man. You ain't calling it right. You're so wrong.
So wrong. Anyways, everybody knows what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. They have been in battle. It's for over a year. Bottom line, Russia invaded Ukraine. And Ukraine's upset because They're getting their territory taken over, but
yep, you know, ain't good for them.
The grass ain't always greener on the
other side.
Yeah, you know, Ukraine says it has retaken territory near the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut. You know?
Mm, yep.
And says Ukraine military commander said Friday that their troops had recaptured more territory from Russia forces at the scene of war's longest, bloodiest battle for the eastern city of Bakhmut. But it wasn't clear if this marked the start of Kyiv's long-expected counter-offense. Russia's defense ministry, meanwhile, said Ukrainian forces had stepped up attacks north of the region while denying speculations by Russian military bloggers that Kyiv forces had achieved defense breakthroughs. Now, the 2 kilometers of territory that Ukraine forces south of Bakhmut retook this week represented a significant gain and would protect an important supply chain, according to commanders of Ukraine's 3rd Separate Assault Brigade, a special force unit that led the attack. Yeah, so, you know, they're over there getting business done, you know? I mean,
yep, getting it done.
Nobody likes war.
Nobody.
You know, nobody likes this stuff.
Nope.
It's incredible. Nobody likes that. Do you like war?
Heck no, man.
I don't know. Nobody likes that.
Man, you like it? Man, this is ridiculous, stupid question.
But,
man,
you know, it does happen. But
too often.
It seems like there's a lot of things going on with the war. For example, here's the next one. South Africa has something to say. South Africa summons U.S. ambassador over weapons for Russia allegations. So, Cape Town, South Africa. South Africa's foreign ministry summoned a U.S. ambassador to a meeting Friday over allegations he made a day earlier that the country had provided Russia with arms and ammunition for its war in Ukraine. Now, amid the diplomatic fallout over the allegations, South African Foreign Minister Naledi Pandor also planned to speak with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the ministry spokesman said on Twitter. Now, the committee that regulates the arms exports in South Africa has no record of an approved arms sale by the state to Russia related to the period incident in question, spokesman Clayson Maniela tweeted. If any crimes were committed, the law will take its course. What say you, my brother?
Be honest with you, I wasn't even listening to most of it, but it sounds like they do some dirty stuff over there. You know?
Yeah, so that's the whole thing about war. Nobody wants war. I mean, war, this is insane.
Crazy, man.
Insane.
And definitely insane. You just say that again, man. It's ridiculous.
So next in the news, we have
what we got?
Correctional officer charged with sexually abusing 3 inmates in California's federal prison cell.
I gotta hear this.
Yeah, so a former correctional officer at a federal women's prison in California where inmates say they were subjected to rampant sexual abuse has been arrested and accused of abusing 3 inmates in his care. The Justice Department said Friday, Daryl Wayne Smith, who worked at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, was arrested on Thursday in Florida on a 12-count indictment. He's accused of sexually abusing the 3 women in their prison cells and in the prison's laundry room between 2019 and 2021, prosecutors said. Smith is at least the 6th employee of Dublin prison charged with abusing inmates. Last year, it was revealed a culture of abuse and cover-ups that had persisted for years at the prison, about 20 miles east of Oakland, that reportedly led to the increased scrutiny from Congress and pledges from the Federal Bureau of Prisons that it would fix the problem and change the culture at the prison.
Man, that is a shame.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, this ain't no movie. This is real life.
Everything's real life, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to prison, I hear things.
What do you hear?
I hear, like, you know, don't drop the soap.
Man,
I hear it's rough.
Yeah?
I hear you don't ever want to be in prison.
No, you gotta be stupid to want to go to prison, man.
It's too bad that you know, you go to prison and you still can't be safe.
Can't be safe in your own prison, man.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. It's like you're targeted.
All right, now check this out.
What?
Honduran teen dies in U.S. immigration custody weeks after crossing southern border.
Say what? Say it isn't so.
Now, you know, we didn't hear any of this stuff. So you don't hear it here first, apparently.
As usual.
On Pop City Culture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, a 17-year-old boy from Honduras, must be black.
Obviously.
Died this week in U.S. immigration's custody. American and Honduran officials said Friday, underscoring concerns about a strained immigration system as the Biden administration manages to end the asylum restrictions known as Title 42.
Man, the fact that somebody died pissed me off.
Yeah. So,
man, it's a shame.
There wasn't much on this, just a tiny little snippet. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why, people, but there should have... Oh, wait.
You don't know why, huh? I'm going to hang on, but you don't know why.
I got it here.
Go on. There is what?
The teenager was identified as Angel Eduardo Maradigas Espinizo, according to a tweet from Honduras Foreign Relations Minister Enrique Reina. Maradiga was detained at a facility in Safety Harbor, Florida, Reina said. He entered the U.S. several weeks ago and died Wednesday, according to a U.S. official familiar with the matter, who was not authorized to speak publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. No cause of death was immediately available, nor were circumstances of any illness or medical treatment. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which is responsible for the facility where he was held, said in a statement that a review of the health care records was underway and was an investigation by a medical examiner. So, I mean, he was 17 years old.
Too young, my brother.
I mean, what are they going to say? He had died of corona.
Man, unreal.
So, you know, people should really care how this kid died.
Yep.
You know, they should be really, really be concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, this is sickening, you know? How can this happen in the United States, especially today?
Happens all the time.
I don't know how this is even slipping through the loopholes here. Do you?
I have no idea. No.
No,
I really don't.
This is crazy.
It's not crazy. It's disgusting.
So,
I mean, this could happen to anybody, you know?
Last but not least,
Go on.
We're going to talk about Kylie Jenner.
Okay. Well, what's going on with Kylie?
I got a picture of her up here. She looks lavish in leather.
Fabulous.
At Mugler X H&M celebration photo. Yeah, she's sitting here decked out in leather, showing a little piece of leg there.
My future wife.
With these stockings, black stockings. Well,
yep,
she's all that. Kylie Jenner brought
yep.
the edge to West Hollywood as she celebrated Mugler's new collection with H&M. The Kardashian star, 25 years old, attended the Wednesday, May 10th launch event for the collection of on Melrose Ave at the Sora Jenner Channel. The Matrix is an oversized leather trench coat from the line, which dropped on Thursday, May 11th. The look, which is featured in the menswear category and retails for, now get this, $649, is equipped with pointed lapels and thick shoulder pads. The Kylie Cosmetics founder teamed the outerwear with sheer black tights and pointed toe pumps, letting the coat be the statement of the ensemble. For glam, Jenner rocked this rosy cheek, a pink pout, and had her black test style in the bouncy curls. During the event, the California native posed for a number of photos, including a sultry shot with her best friend. So, that's what we got. Hey, what do you think about Kylie Jenner?
Like I said, she's my future wife.
Man,
you know?
She ain't your future wife.
Yes, she is, man. Yeah,
she's
yes,
like
she
25,
is.
Man. She's just a kid.
So, I ain't no kid. What you saying, huh? Man, I'm a grown adult, man.
She's way too mature for you, man.
Too mature for you, brother.
Anyways, that is what we had in the news. Yeah. So, you know, now we're going to be talking about... the Trump town hall meeting.
Oh, yeah, no, that was something.
That was the other night.
That was the other night, and it was something.
Yeah, sponsored by CNN.
Yeah. So we're going to get
so
into it.
So Trump was doing some mad talking before the town hall meeting. He was saying how CNN wants him because...
Because what? Well, what do you say now?
Excuse me. Because their ratings... Shut up, Reggie. Because their ratings are so low.
Man, they ain't that low,
and,
man.
When he goes on there, they'll go back up.
Yeah, well, we'll see, right?
Yeah,
we'll see.
I mean, yeah, ever since Don Lemon left, too, I don't know if the ratings got even lower, because I don't know how many followers Don Lemon had, but not to get off course, Tucker Carlson, I guess, he's going to have his own sort of podcast show, and from what I hear, he's already got way more followers than he did at Fox, so I'm wondering if it was a mistake for Fox to let Tucker go, whatever kind of grievance they had, but anyways... Well, did you like? Well, you didn't like Tucker Carlson, anyways, did you?
Heck no, man! Were you nuts?
I know you like Don Lemon.
Yes, I did.
Now, why do you like Don Lemon? Don Lemon.
Because he was dedicated and proved me like a good reporter.
Well, I'm not going to say any of these guys weren't good. Both these guys were very good at what they did. Now, yeah, you liked Mr. Lemon. I like Mr. Tucker.
Did.
So
I'm surprised.
I guess, we're going to have to call it like that. But
you call it like that.
But, you know.
What do I know?
I would have liked to have seen both of those guys interview Donald Trump. That would have been something.
That would have been something.
Because
yeah.
We all know Don Lemon hates Donald Trump.
No,
Tucker Carlson. I guess he used to hate Donald Trump. Then something happened. They buried the hatchet. Yeah, he had some nasty emails out there.
He had a lot of nasty stuff to say about him. I don't know. He did like a total 360.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
So President Trump. Uh-huh. You know he did. You and I saw the town hall meeting. What do you think about that anyways? What say you, Reggie?
From what I saw, Mr. Trump could not keep up with that fine-looking reporter who, in my opinion, stumped him every chance she could get. So I think she did a good job, and I think CNN did.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
so,
you know what?
What is it?
A lot of politicians, Cortez... That woman, I don't know if she's black or Puerto Rican. To me, she looks black, but for her, but
what?
And she's part of that black rat pack politician women group. It seems
the
like
the squad.
I haven't heard much from them lately, but
nope.
She got on saying it was horrible that CNN let Trump on. They gave him a platform, if I remember correctly. Don't quote me word for word, but if I remember it correctly,
I don't ever quote you.
And she hates Trump anyways.
Yeah, she does.
From what I understand.
From what I see, too.
From what I've seen.
Yep.
Nothing she says is sort of positive. I mean, she's never said he's a great president. a lot of politicians on the left were very upset that Trump was on CNN because I'm going to tell you, Reggie, I'm going to be honest with you.
Don't hold back. Trump
cleaned the floor, mopped the floor with that moderator.
Okay.
Yeah, Trump was on ball. Trump didn't need a teleprompter. He didn't need a mic in his ear. He answered every question. It was straight up. He was straight up answering everything. And hey, you know, he was funny. He had some comedy stuff in there, saying some funny goofy stuff. And
okay. I gotta lie.
There's a lot of fallout.
Wait, I gotta lie. He did all right job.
Yeah. So let me just say, you know, eyes on 2024 Trump town hall fallout continues. So I'm gonna read this to you. Fallout from former President Donald Trump CNN town hall continued with some Republicans taking issues with the Trump comments on Ukraine because he had talked about Ukraine. He had talked about a whole bunch of stuff. Now, during the event, Trump declined to say whether he would like to see Russia or Ukraine win the war and refused to say Russian President Vladimir was a criminal. Now, what say you about that, Rich?
I think Trump should speak it like he sees it. If he sees wrong, say Vladimir's wrong.
You know, Mr. Trump made a very good point. You can't go call somebody a war criminal if you want him to get peace. I mean, that guy would have a scorched earth agenda after that. He'd be like, screw you guys.
I mean, he's saying it now.
I mean, come on. You know, so that was almost like a catch-22, don't you say?
I don't know.
So you think he should have said he wants Russia to win or he wants Ukraine to win?
Yes, I do.
Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly, brother, what I'm saying, yes.
You know what?
What?
Personally, I think he said the right thing. So you can say what you want. I'll say what I want.
I'm going to say what I want. Okay,
so...
Move on.
Anyways, what he said drew criticism from some Senate Republicans. One of Trump's potential rivals, GOP nominations, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, also sharply criticized Trump, calling the former president a puppet of Putin. Now, I'm surprised Chris Christie said that because I thought Chris Christie was on good terms with Trump.
Man, there ain't no loyalties among Republicans. They all backstabbers, you know what I'm saying?
Reggie, you can't go saying everybody's backstabbing.
They are.
Anyways.
All the Republicans backstab each other, man.
Let me see.
They got
Florida Governor DeSantis expected presidential run blasted Trump during the town hall. DeSantis himself has been quiet, but political reports that DeSantis is expected a strong pushback on Trump once he's actually a candidate. Now, Reggie.
What is it? What?
Reggie, do you want me to tell you something?
Yes, I do.
Reggie, do you want me to tell you something?
Yes, get out with
it. All right,
it.
Reggie. So,
go ahead.
Supposedly, from what I understand, DeSantis cannot officially say he's running.
Why not?
for president.
Why?
Because if he does, he has to give up his office of governor.
Double
dipping. So that's why he's like milking the dog.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, I know now.
Yeah. The bottom line is he don't want to be. He don't want to screw himself out of that nice little paycheck for a comfy job. Personally,
sounds like Republican.
You wonder what I think.
What do you Yeah, tell me.
I think DeSantis should stay as governor and let Trump be president next time, and then going after that, he'd probably have an easy run. But unfortunately, he ain't on good terms with Trump right now because he's been bad-mouthing him. So
backstabbing
I guess he can kiss that vice president job goodbye, because in my opinion, that would have been sweet.
Bye-bye.
You know, he probably would have did good.
He probably would have did really good, you know?
Now Trump's comments during the town hall, he ended up defending his decisions to take classified documents from the White House, and he could also do it. Hang on a second.
Okay, I'm hanging.
Documents from the White House could also complicate the investigation and the handling of his documents, since he appeared to contradict his lawyers. Now, I'm not sure about this, because I think Trump, from what I saw, and I'm sure you saw it too.
What is it?
Trump said he had every right to declassify stuff and take the stuff. So I don't know much about all that stuff, the situation, but I do know, from what I understand, a lot of the presidents do take stuff, although... Reggie, you want to hear something?
You're going
to
tell me, ain't you?
Your boy Biden, I don't think had a right to take stuff when he was senator.
Whatever, man.
Well,
why?
Reggie, from what I understand, you got to sign that stuff out. And so.
And what?
He actually probably stole it, don't you think?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, if you take without asking, those are confidential stuff. You're not supposed to take.
He borrowed it.
If you take notes, they have to stay there, too.
He borrowed it, brother.
You can't take anything.
Listen, you ain't listening to me. He borrowed it. He was going to give it back.
Yeah. But
he's
you know,
back when he's president.
So they ended up talking about January 11th, the situation that happened then. And everybody knows what happened January 11th. And Trump had a comeback. Trump ended up saying January 11th happened, but, you know, there are Black Lives Matter things going on during a pandemic and all the race riots. And people were getting killed. And Trump said there was a double standard.
Man, Trump always got something to say.
Reggie, do you think there was a double standard?
Absolutely not.
Then, Reggie, I don't know what news you were watching. Because in my opinion, there is a double standard.
That's you, man.
When it comes to politics and how they treat people. From Democrats to Republicans. There is. Whether or not you believe it or not, I see it. I don't know why you don't see it.
Because I'm smart.
Maybe you just don't want to see it.
Man, I see everything. I see everything, man.
Yeah, shut up, Reggie.
Man,
whatever.
You shut up, man.
So,
you don't see
so,
it.
You know... Trump, in my opinion, held his ground. He did an all right job, and he made that woman. That woman didn't look too good, the moderator, and she's actually new to that kind of stuff, because I don't remember seeing her before. I didn't see her a lot, I should say, before Don Lemon got fired. So it's almost
she was a reporter.
Like she was taking her spot.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah, she's reporting.
Let me look up to see what her name is. Hang on. Hang on a second. Type it in. Who was the moderator?
Man,
for
you should have this stuff done ahead of time.
Town.
Go ahead.
Hall.
You got it?
So let me see.
What's it say?
I don't know.
What's it say?
Maybe her name's Kate. Caitlin Collins?
That sounds familiar. I think that might be her. I think that's her, Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin Collins.
That's what I just said, man.
Caitlin Collins, that's her name. Yeah, so... Oh, this is a funny thing.
What is it? What?
She was cutting off Trump a lot. You know, it was getting annoying. And in the end, it looked like...
She was doing her job, man.
It looked like they were just downright... She was trying to argue with him. And you know what he said?
What'd he say?
Do you want to know what he said?
I want to know what he said. What'd he say?
He said...
What?
You know, you're a nasty person.
That was
cold, but dude,
that was classic, man.
Oh my god,
that was classic.
She seemed like she did seem like a nasty person.
I ain't gonna lie.
Man, a lot of people laughed, so they must have agreed.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
Trump is a no hold bars guy. He says it like he sees it. So. Yeah. That's what you're going to get with Trump.
That was funny, though.
You ain't going to get nothing but what he says. So.
Yeah, truth and lies, right? Truth and lies, what you're saying?
Yeah.
Go on.
Hang on a second. You know, I got to check the time here, and it looks like the time for our show is coming to an end. So, Reggie, do you know what time it is?
Yes, my brother, I do know what time it is.
Reggie, do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know what time it is. It is time for the words of wisdom. Take it away, my brother, my Republican brother, I should say.
It's been years, and Trump is still in the news. For some reason, he's like a flower that keeps blooming in the midst of a desert. Now, whether he's being indicted by women or political colleagues, it is as though we can't get enough of him. Yeah, that's right. We all can't get enough because we want to see what's going on. The more we talk about him and the more he's in the news, the more it seems like there are people who just go crazy. Is there something to this Trump derangement syndrome? I mean, the word came from people going crazy because the minute they heard his name, they would become discombobulated and their emotions would be uncontrollable and they would lose their mind. They would scream at the top of their lungs and they would urinate on posters. But is this uncontrollable behavior normal? Is it for civilized people in what we call the broken society called the United States of America? Some say when President Trump was president, the economy of the United States was in far better shape than it is today. That's right, gas was low, jobs were plentiful, and the border was getting secured. And some would argue it never happened. Well, President Trump had a town hall meeting the other night with CNN. People think it was a mistake for CNN to have President Trump hold a political platform which would speak to his constituents. Many people said it was a disaster for the news network, CNN, and it was a win for President Trump. According to his numbers, which did go up in the polls after the town meeting, it looked good for Trump. But what does this say about the future of America? I don't know what it says, because I don't have any answers to that. But I do know one thing. The CNN host tried to stump President Trump many times, and President Trump was sharp. He answered every question without a mic in his ear and a teleprompter. All I can say is age is not a factor for Mr. Trump. He's very cognitive, and his ability to recall many situations and laws is astounding. Right now, this is something we need in a president, because the leadership we have today, by many others, from what they say, is very questionable. We need a leader. In England, they say God save the king. But in America, all we can say is, God save America. My name is Hakeem Brown, and those are my words of wisdom.
Yo, thank you for your words of wisdom again. I'm going to have to agree to disagree, but that's just me. Now, I'm going to pass the baton off to you, my older brother. Here you go.
Thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture. Yo, hang on a second.
What happened there, my brother? You good?
Man, there was an ant crawling on me.
Seriously,
yeah.
Man? Oh, my God.
Tell Dad to spray this, please.
Man, you tell him, man.
Anyways, let's get back to the show. Thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture. And thank you for making us one of the most listened to podcasts around the world. Our success is your success. Listen, everybody, you can definitely download our past podcasts and enjoy them any time of the day, morning, noon, and night. And in fact, Price Man Ray, our producer, has a Facebook page. Why don't you go check it out? He puts a lot of the Pop City Culture things on there. Now, I'll see you next time here on Pop City Culture, where we give you 3 cups of sunshine and what, Reggie?
And a big old pinch of black attitude.
And as always, be kind and affectionate to one another. Remember whose you are. Peace.
Yo, man, I was going to talk about the town hall meeting for my closing, but after you had ants in your pants, I got to talk about that. My brother got ants in his pants and to make him want to dance. I am my peace, love, and happiness. See y'all later. Oh. Bye, Felicia. Yeah, that's right. You know who you are. Bye, Felicia.